Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I am just so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast and just thanking God for each one of you. I just, first of all, would like to greet everyone in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am so glad and so excited that you've chosen to worship with us on today. And I want to extend a warm welcome to you. You know, we believe that the End Time Men and Women of War, a global ministry, is not just another church, not just another ministry, but we, along with our staff members and partners, are committed to ministering to the whole person spiritually, physically, and emotionally. And through the grace and provision of God, we are able to offer a wide variety of services and programs designed to suit everyone we have the privilege to encounter. So it's just not by happen chance that you join in with us today or you attended today. So I just want to greet you and extend a warm welcome to you on today. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order now. We're going to go right on in to our devotion services now. I want to sing a hymn, read a scripture, and pray.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While, O Lord, thou art calling, do not pass me by. I'm crying, Savior, O blessed Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? While others now are calling, do not pass me by. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 68. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by this name. Jah before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God sitteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those who are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, The earth shook. The heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. I have just read you from Psalm 68, from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come today humbly before your throne of grace, asking you today, Lord, to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come now. In the name of Jesus, if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord, we ask you to forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there is anything in there, that, Lord, that should not be, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you now, Father, to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. Father, we come right now asking you to bind up the strong man today. Bind the strong man up, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you now to bind up the strong man, Father, in every evil thing, every evil way, every negative thing, every demonic thing. Oh, yes, Lord, we ask you to bind it right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give you praise and we give you glory today. We magnify your holy name on today, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, hallelujah, and we give you glory. I'm asking you to bless our radio broadcast today. In the name of Jesus, bless those that's on the radio broadcast and those, Lord, that's out in radio land, Lord. Bless each household. Bless each family. Bless the children. Bless the parents, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know all about them, Lord, and how they need and what they need. But I know that you're in control. I'm asking you today, Lord, to bless our worship service on today. Bless the speaker of the hour, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. You say where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And I thank you right now for every angel, Lord, that you have attached to this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for today, Lord. I give you praise and I give you glory today. I magnify you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I give you praise and I give you glory today. I just thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We just have to give you praise and glory, and we magnify your holy name today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you now, and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. Amen, amen. We just give God praise on today, and we give God glory on today. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to go right on in our testimonial service. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God today, and we give him praise and glory on today. We're going to open up our testimonial service today. And I just want to be the first one to testify how good and how great God is. God is a great God. And I just thank him today. I thank God that he woke me up this morning and he started me on my way. He put a roof over my head. He didn't even have to wake me up this morning, but he did, and I just thank him today. He didn't have to do none of the things that he did today, and I thank him today. He is such a mighty God. He is such a great king. He's such a perfect God. I just thank him today. He is all that I have. He is everything that I need. I just thank him today. You know, he's been so good to me, all the great and wonderful things that God has done for me. I can't not sit down and not testify about anything and not say a word to him about anything. But I just thank God today that he is good and his mercy endured forever. I don't take it for granted. I thank him for his grace and his mercy on today. I just thank God for how he can in control, you know. I thank God for how he fight every one of my battles. I thank him for being who he is in my life today. I thank God for so many, many, many things. He's just a great God. Hallelujah. I give God all the praise today. He is all that I have. No COVID. All that I need. Yes, he is. I thank him today for his anointing. I thank him for every gift that he's given me. I thank you for everything, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise and glory on today. I just thank God. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you today. In the name of Jesus, glory. Hallelujah. I give you praise. Hallelujah. I give you praise today. I thank you now. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. You are a good God, and you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. For a great God, wonderful God, a great shepherd. And I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank him. Thank God today. Hallelujah. He is an awesome God. He's awesome. Awesome. Yes, he is. I don't know what I would do without him. I don't know what I would do. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? I don't know where I would be. Hallelujah. And I thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So is there any more testimonies? Is there anyone want to say something for the Lord on today? Is there anybody, hallelujah, that want to say something for the Lord on today? Hallelujah. I thank God today. Hallelujah. He is a great king above every king. And I give him praise. Hallelujah. Is there any more testimonies? Hallelujah. If you don't say a word, the angels in heaven is around the Father saying, holy, holy, holy. He don't need anyone to praise him because he got somebody already praising him. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God on today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I give God praise. Hallelujah. I give him glory. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is great. God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I got to keep saying something for you, Father, because if they don't say a word, if I couldn't say a word, I would just wave my hand. If I couldn't give you no praises, if I couldn't give you no glory, if I couldn't open my mouth, I would just pray, wave my hand in the air. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm giving you praise and glory. Hallelujah. I'm magnifying your name today. Yes, Lord, I thank you. Holy, holy. I'm giving you the highest praise today. Hallelujah. Just want to give you the highest praise. I thank you for my job. I thank you for my husband. I thank you for my children. I thank you for my grandchildren. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for my family, my siblings. I thank you today, hallelujah. I just praise you today, hallelujah. I thank you right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. If there's no more testimonies, I guess we'll have to go right on. It's all right. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to get our go into our praise and worship now.
Thank you.
and praise God for our praise and worship on today. I thank God for today. It was awesome. Father, can you hear me? You know, a lot of times we're praying, and we want the Lord to hear our prayers. So we want to ask the Lord, do you hear me, Father? So I thank and praise God. We're going to get ready to go right on into the Word of God. You know, God is so good, and He's awesome, God. I just thank Him today. He is an awesome, awesome God. I give Him all the praise and glory on today. I just know what God is going to do. I thank and praise Him on today. Hallelujah. Thank God today. And we're going to get ready to go right on into our lesson today. We're studying from Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. So many distractions, you know, so many things, but I'm not even worried about, cannot worry about things, but I'm going to get ready to pray. Father, thank you now for another opportunity, Lord. I ask you today to forgive me for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that I've committed against you, Father. I repent. I confess everything, and I repent right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to let me humble myself and let me decrease that the Holy Spirit can increase and teach your people on today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for consecration, Lord. Thank you for purifying me, Father. I thank you for living holy, Lord. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you all the glory today. Father, I thank you, Lord, for humility, Father. I thank you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word today. Thank you for your love today. Thank you for your promises today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now I ask you to bind up every strong man, every demonic thing, every negative thing, every evil thing, Father, bind it up and detach it from this radio broadcast. And anyone that's under the sound of my voice, those in radio land and those on the radio broadcast, in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you all the praise and glory. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. We're talking about the Lord's Prayer. That's what we're talking about. And I've been just kind of letting God teach me as I go over this and been studying it. And starting off with verse 9, and it says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, after this manner, after this pattern, after this pattern, after this example, pray ye. And it says, Our Father, our, and I probably went over this last week, but our, O-U-R-O, means it's like a possession. It's like mine, ours. It's like our Father. And I have some scripture. I'm just going to read a few of them on Father. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and 6 says, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in, anyway, let me read this right, because I don't wrote it down.
And you have to be careful with this, because so many people, and I'm so guilty of it myself. But to us, there is but one God, the Father of whom all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ by whom are all things, and we by him. So it is but one Father, but one God, our Father. Malachi 2 and 10 says, have we not all one Father? Have not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our Father? Psalm 68 and 5 says, a father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. Ephesians 1 and 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He is our Father. He is our Father. He is the creator and the maker of everything. That's our Father. Ephesians 4 and 6 says, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all, in you all. But if Matthew 23 and 9 says what we should know, and call no man your father. See, we should be calling our daddies daddy and not our father. Up on the earth, it says, Matthew 23 and 9 says, call no man your father up on the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. That's it. That's the only father that you have. The rest of them is your daddy. But it's the word of God said, don't call no man your father. No man. Our Father. That's our Father. That's, he belongs to us. All of us. Our Father. And we're not supposed to call no other man, and I'm so guilty, our Father, because I said so many times, that's my Father on that. But that's wrong. Because the word of God say don't do it. And we're not supposed to do it. That man, Ernest Cunningham, was my daddy and not my father. Amen. Our Father. Which art in heaven. And like I said the last time, heaven is his dwelling place. You know, we could look at heaven as his dwelling place. And we must not forget that in our little infinite mind, most sanctifying and consolatory truth, that there is not a place nor a spot in the vast universe, in this universe, where God is not. God is omnipresent. He is everywhere, all at the same time. His presence pervades all space. It takes up all space, every spot, all over the globe. Even in the brightness of the borders of heaven, he is there. Even in the darkness of the caves of hell, he is there. He's everywhere. Because he made and created everything. Who can hide from God? What mountain can cover What rock can conceal? What darkness veils the soul of his sight where he can't see? Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? Where can we go? How can we get away from him? There is no way. Can you not, in truth, exclaim, Lord, where would I flee from you, from your presence? There is no place. There is no place you can hide from God. It is my heaven below, and it is all heaven, you know, because when he come back, the heaven going to be right here on earth when Jesus finished with it. But right now he's in the third heaven, like today. We can't get away from God. There is no escaping. He is everywhere. I don't care where you think you can talk to him, as you can. There is no place you cannot talk to God, even in hell. You know. But he don't want to hear it then. It's too late. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall your hand lead me, and your right hand shall hold me, child of God. Take the divine consolation of this truth. Where can you be where Christ would not be with you? Where? Are you anticipating a new and untried stage of life? No. Are you about to relinquish the ties of home for half the country? I don't care where you go. God is with you. He's always been with us. I don't care where we go. He's always been with us. Even in faraway countries, in distant climates, and exiles, amid strangers, in new positions and of toil and temptation and peril, oh, let your childlike faith now grasp this great and precious truth, which shall be for your stay, your strength, and your comfort in all places where God conducts you. Even there shall your hand lead me, and your right hand hold me. God is always with us. He is always with us. Which art in heaven, our Father, which art, he is everywhere. Everywhere, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Go then, beloved, leaning upon this divine staff, and it shall be well with you for time and for eternity. Other staffs, the beautiful and strong, may break. Other props, leaning posts and things, the near in love may fail. But your covenant God in Christ would never leave nor forsake us. Never. Never leaving or forsaken. Never. Our Father, which art in heaven. I'm talking about our Father, art in heaven. All that other stuff will break down. But God would never leave us or forsake us. He would always uphold us with his right hand. So Go then where he leads you. Pitch your tent in India or China, Australia, or in America within the tent. He will dwell above and around it. Wherever you are, he will spread the wings of his power and love. And in all your engagements and difficulties, your loneliness and wants, temptations and sorrows, you shall be enabled to say, nevertheless, I am continually with you, says the Lord. You have held me by my right hand. You shall guide me with your counsel. And afterwards, receive me to glory. Hando Lobasha, our Father, which art in heaven. But you, O God, who's in heaven, and there is none upon the earth that I desire besides you, Lord. None. I'm talking about our Father. I don't care where you go. Long as you're in God's will, long as you're in his will, he got you. He got you. See, the scriptures of truth says that heaven is his abode, is his dwelling place. You know, when they had the dedication of the temple, where Solomon uses this language, but where God indeed dwell on earth, behold the heavens. And heavens of heavens cannot contain God. Cannot contain God. I don't care what it is. He's everywhere in the first heaven, the second heaven, and the third heaven. And they still cannot contain God. Even the prophet Isaiah confirming this truth. Look down from heaven and behold, from the inhabitation of your holiness and of your glory, and to crown these statements, we have the declarations of Jehovah himself. Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. We have to know that our Father, who art in heaven, he in heaven, but his feet rest right up on this earth. So you can just imagine in your mind's eye that he's sitting high, but he's looking low. He sit high, but he see everything that go on. Everything. Our Father, who art in heaven. Everything. I'm talking about our Father. So we then must say the highest heaven, sometimes called the heaven of heaven, and the third heaven is the place of God's dwelling. Third heaven, into which the apostle in his rapture ascended, is a remarkable expression. The Jews were used to speak of the lower world, the middle world, and the supreme world. The lower heavens include the area world immediately over us, the clouds and the atmosphere right up there. The central heaven embraces the skies above it, the sun, the moon, and the stars. But the supreme, or the third heaven, is the highest heaven of all. the supposed seat of the divine majesty, the region where God dwells. This is the region where God lives, where Christ, seated at the right hand of the Father, conducts his intercessory work right there, and where the glorified saints are gathered, whose wonder Paul saw, whose music he heard, whose joy he felt, but who, on returning to earth, was forbidden by God to communicate what he had seen and heard and felt of the invisible word. He couldn't tell nobody. Couldn't say a word. Our Father, which art in heaven, surely if God had permitted any knowledge to be conveyed to man of the place and condition of the departed spirit, if communion had been allowed between the dead and the living, we might suppose that this occasion would have demonstrated the fact, and yet the veil was not uplifted, and the silence of the apostle's lips was unbroken. He couldn't say nothing what he saw. He had God wouldn't allow him to do that. And some people say they go to heaven, or they went to heaven, and try to come back and say some things. You know, I don't know, because I know I've never been to heaven, the third heaven, where God's sitting on the throne is. I could never say that. Some people might have just dreamed it, but I know for sure the word of God says that there is no man have ever seen God face to face and live. Nobody. And live. Now, I think it was Moses, Abraham, one of them saw God back past him, but never face to face. Never face to face. So people can say of today, I've heard a lot of people say that they've been to heaven, and they come back and they try to say what they say. You know, I can't say because I've never been to heaven. We talking about where God dwells, our Father, which are in heaven. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. The inquiries which doubtless arises in many minds, why Paul was forbidden to make known what he had seen in heaven, maybe more than profitable to pursue it. You know, I just think God just said no, because he, and if he didn't allow God, Paul to say anything, I know other people saying they've been to heaven, he wouldn't allow nobody else. So we're talking about our Father, which art in heaven, and his dwelling place is heaven. That's what we're talking about. That's who we're talking about, where God lives, in the heavens of heavens of heaven, the third heaven, the supreme heaven. His dwelling place, the invisible place. It's so much, and we have to kind of sit back and meditate, because God wants us to think about the thing, this right here, this prayer, and what it really means. And why is the model prayer? Why he said, after this manner, pray ye. We want to know why when we finish studying this. We have to know why he said, pray after this manner. our Father, the God that he said don't call nobody else after him, because there's nobody like him, but one Father above all, in us all, one Father, our Father, which art in heaven. No other fathers in heaven yet. No other father. I want to know why God called this the model prayer. I want to know why he said pray after this manner. I want to know. Or next Sunday, we're going to go a little further and try to finish up our Father, which art in heaven. I don't think we will, because I got a lot of material on it that I've been studying. I just cut some corners on some of this. I see it and then go all through it. But it's a lot, and a lot we need to know. Because some people didn't even know it was a third heaven. Some people didn't know what God is. It's the supreme heaven of heaven. So anyway, I'm going to end right here. And I want you all to keep me in your prayers. Keep me lifted up before the Lord on today. We're going to go on and get ready for our altar prayer. I'm not going to just do just a little bit here. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today for the word of God. We thank you today for the model prayer, Lord. And Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for who you are, Father. In our lives, we thank you, Lord, for being our Father. Hallelujah. We just give you praise on today. We magnify your holy name because you are our Father, and you will never leave us or forsake us. And I just thank God, hallelujah. The more I study, the more I feel some things. The more I think and pray and study that word, I just feel some things instilled in me. And I thank God for being my Father. You know, there is no other Father like him. Hallelujah. And he said, don't call no other man Father but him. He didn't say that. But he said that for a reason. Don't call no other man, Father. So I'm thanking God today, hallelujah. Father who art in heaven, I just thank him today for the things that he done. I thank him for watching over us all night last night and early this morning. I thank him that he touches and woke us up. I thank God that when he woke us up, we had our right mind on today. I thank God on today. I thank him that we live and move and have our being. You know, I just thank the Father that he didn't have to make us, but he did. He didn't have to have Jesus to come down through 42 generations and to redeem us back to him. I thank the Father for his love for us. I thank him today. I just praise him today. I magnify God. Oh, yes, I give him praise and glory on today. I thank God. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father, to cover everyone that's under the sound of my voice, in the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels today, all around about them, to protect them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You sit high, and you're looking low, Father, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise, and I give you glory on today. I magnify your name. I thank you today. I say hallelujah. You so worthy to be praised today. I give you praise, Lord. I give you praise, Father. I give you praise. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I just thank you today, Father. I thank you for your word. I thank you for everyone, the ones in radio land and their families, the one on the radio broadcast, and their families, Lord. Bless them right now, Lord. And blessing on top of blessing. Prosperity on top of prosperity, Father. In the name of Jesus. He said, I make it rich and I add no sorrow. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. Hallelujah. I give you praise, Lord. Father, I ask all these things. I ask you right now to bless Apostle Deans, the overseer, in the covering of this ministry, Lord. But I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. Thank God. We thank and praise God on today for his word. I thank and praise God for everyone that came on our radio broadcast, and you and Radio Land on today. Like I said, there's been a lot of distractions today, but God is good, and his mercy endures forever. I thank and praise God. I don't care what kind of distractions. That ain't nothing but an enemy, and he is a liar in Jesus' name. And I will deal with him a little bit later, but right now, I thank and praise God for his word. I thank and praise God for the service that we had today. I thank and praise God for everything. I thank and praise him for the anointing of God. I give God praise now. I just want to get ready to dismiss. We'll be right back here tomorrow evening at the same time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. 6 p.m. Central Time, and we will be having our Bible study, and we're talking about the prophets. We're still talking about the prophets, and I want to thank everyone for joining in with us tonight. Each one of you, God bless you. I love you, and God loves you, you too. You all have the rest of the evening blessed. Be blessed. God bless you. Amen. Thank God. You're dismissed.